All right, you all know the drill. When your number is called, step forward and repeat the phrase you've been given. Understand? Number one, step forward.
ESPN 97.5.
Yeah, come on.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
What up, H-Town? Hey, how we doing? Look the hell out. We got more lights than a football stadium in the studio today.
This echo is crazy.
Uh-oh.
I don't understand.
Look out, Nick. We are now officially 30 seconds into the show.
So are we technically live now on the web stream?
Yep. I was like 10 seconds late on cutting to you guys, but...
So if I pick my nose...
moving the glasses.
So if I pick my nose, everyone can go to the website and see it?
Yep.
What's
that
the
will be isolated.
What is the website address?
I have no idea.
Well, how the hell can people see it? How can people watch our stupid faces?
I don't
faces?
Know. I just walked in and there was lights and cameras and a switcher thingy deal here. I don't know.
Joel, have you ever done porn?
No.
Soft pork corn. Have you ever done it?
Don't no. get me tempted, Barry.
You've never, you don't understand what these lights feel like?
No.
I'm going to ask you to do some dirty things. We're going to see how far. We're going to play chicken.
No.
We're going to play chicken.
No.
All right. No means no.
Where's your bifocals, Joel? What happened to him?
Yeah. Why'd you take your glasses off? So
I don't want to steal Barry's look.
Now that we're live doing video forever, you're never going to be able to see your screen.
Now I'm going to have to get that the Granato screen going on my phone and on.
I was going to say
the screen because Granato has that like.
Granato has about three letters on his laptop. He can get about three letters per word. His font is so big. It's like I use font 14. He uses font 64.
Yeah. So Carol Dawson, the longtime general manager of the Rockets, he's been struck by lightning twice and therefore has lost a majority of his sight. So I understand. But he had the biggest font I've ever seen for a phone and for a computer until I saw Granato's.
Really?
Yeah.
Damn.
I was like, it makes CD look like he's reading Braille. I mean, Granato's is monstrous.
This is this desk is super noisy. I know you guys can hear me.
I can't hear it.
I could.
Oh, I can hear you typing.
A little bit. Typing, yeah. But Barry here, he reminds me of everything. Because, like, you know, I pound on the desk every now and then. Or I make it.
Joel will be talking like this. Can't do that, Joel.
That's you, Barry.
Can't do it. You can't touch the damn thing.
Can't touch this?
We need to get...
Dude, yes. Well, that's not as far away. We went farther back than that song. But
we need to get some like rubber on here, little mats. We need to get some mats. What?
You just snort a rubber?
Oh yeah, what is up with that?
I was going to ask you guys.
I just saw it on Twitter. I wish I could explain it to you.
The if you haven't heard, kids nowadays instead of eating Tide Pods and snorting chocolate, which is the stupidest thing, they're snorting condoms.
Yeah, what is that?
Is this something that accidentally happened? Like some chick was like, you know, it would be cool is if I did a line of blow off your thing. And then that happened. And then she was like, oh, new trend. Like, how does that get started? At what point does some dumbass kid look at a condom and go, I could probably snort this. I don't understand how these things get going. There was the hot iron challenge or the hot...
Well, the hot chip challenge.
No. This was like some dumbasses were doing the hot coil challenge, which is, you know, the coils on your stove.
Yeah.
They would get them to see how long you could hold your hand on them.
Oh, come on, man.
That is so dumb.
Yeah.
Get a hobby. Just find something else to do. Go get an aquarium. Well, buy some fish.
What if your hobby is snorting? What if your hobby is snorting condoms?
You're an idiot. And I hope it gets stuck halfway in your nasal passage.
But isn't that just as dumb as when all the kids were, you know, inhaling aerosol cans.
Whippets?
Yeah.
No, that wasn't dumb at all.
Because you did it. You partook. I mean,
he's probably right, too, the way he's reacting.
I mean, I've bought a can of Cheese Whiz before.
But they would use, like really bad aerosol. It's not just Whippets, right? There's, like...
No, it's Whippets. That's what you're thinking of. Like, either that or huffing paint. I never huffed paint.
Well, I'm proud of you.
Thanks.
Yeah. But, yeah, I think that's dumb.
What, huffing paint or Whippets?
Both. I've never done either.
Spoken like a man that's never done a whipping.
I've never done a whippet. I promise.
Really?
You.
I'm gonna get some. I'm gonna send the if I make the interns go get a can of cheese. Will you do a whippet on air?
No.
What?
You know what a whippet is, animal wise, right?
You're such a chicken, bro.
Is that even legal?
No, what is it, animal chocolate? Wise? I snorted chocolate on air. You won't do a whippet?
What is a whippet?
Yeah, a whippet is legal. You can buy canned cheese at the store. That's legal.
Inhaling the aerosol from the can?
Yeah, exactly.
Look at Nick going, well, Tyler, maybe
Tyler,
I can do it.
Tyler, as soon as I said whip it, Tyler did the canned cheese to the mouth thing.
I'm still, I'm not volunteering to do that.
So,
that's ridiculous.
So I will take one for the team and snort chocolate on this show.
That was legal lean.
Because you're an idiot doesn't mean we have to join in.
Okay, Joel, I wasn't asking you to do the whip it.
Go ahead, carry on, Nick.
Yeah, I did chocolate.
But you volunteered. No one put a gun to your head and say, do this.
Yeah, you kind of did after I brought it up.
I just got it.
You gotta do this. Oh, and then you paid for it. Exactly.
I did pay for it.
Which is what I'm saying.
It.
I'll send an intern to go buy a can of cheese. You
no,
do a whip it live
on air.
We got
the owner of the company to send us that stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
We have to drop the owner of the company.
I will pay for the can of cheese.
Okay, you pay for it and you can consume it. I'm not doing that, dude. You're not convincing me to do that. I'll participate in something else.
Let's just sniff some glue.
No.
No?
Not sniffing glue.
Magic marker?
Nope.
Good
so you've
Lord.
Done all these things. That's the reason why you want to
no,
do it again.
I never sniffed glue or magic
Let me
markers.
Remind you, we do have video now.
Okay.
World Wide Web.
Yeah.
We're not just local,
yeah.
We're
and
worldwide.
No one knows the URL. You think I can't? No one can watch it because no one knows how to log on to the damn site.
Tyler doesn't know it either. So
exactly.
It's not live.
Oh, well, then what the hell are the lights on? And I'm sweating and I can't see now because I looked at the one.
Beta
You're
testing.
Sweating. Come
oh, we're
on,
beta
man.
Testing?
You act like we're in like some like heat lamp or something.
I feel like a chicken nugget right now. It's so hot.
Jeez. Getting back to the sniffing of the condoms, though, if it does get stuck,
you just pull it out.
So does this going to put all the sinoplasty people out of business? Because if it gets stuck and you just throw some air in it, you can blow up your sinus passages and breathe right again?
So is it? Are they trying to, are you, when you snort it, are you trying to get it to come out of the little hole, like your tonsil hole or whatever? Well, what if it doesn't? Isn't there another
way
it can go?
Couldn't it also go through your other nostril on the other side?
Yeah. I'm guessing that's the only two options, right?
Yeah.
It either takes a right or a left and goes out the other nostril, or it goes down your throat.
All are stupid, by the way. Let me clarify again.
Yeah, I'm not participating in any of this at all.
No one asked you to snort a condom.
No, I don't
Nick.
Want you to snort a condom. That's, no.
Okay.
That's not what I'm asking. I am asking
Swallowing
you to do a whip
it. Swallowing it is a different story, but don't snort it.
I am asking you to do a whip it on on air. I don't understand why that's a big problem.
I don't think that sounds very healthy.
All right, I'm going to do a poll, which, by the way, we never updated.
So the poll, if the voters vote, Nick's got to do it?
Well, you
on.
Know what's going to happen.
We never updated the curse word challenge, by the way.
There's no about it. You never updated it.
Yeah, my bad. That was supposed to be on April 2nd.
Yeah. Well, April Fools, it didn't get done. Jeez. By the way, a whip it.
By the way, look at how close it was.
I can't see that. I took my glasses off.
It's beta testing.
All right. So if you were a voter in the curse word challenge, the winner, by the narrowest of margins,
F-bomb.
MF-er.
Oh.
Beat the F-bomb 51% to 49%. It was damn close.
Wow.
Yeah. Pretty damn close. So,
can I tell you that in junior high, I was a whippet?
Huh?
You were a what?
Our high school was the Shorewood Greyhounds. So in junior high, we were the Shorewood Whippets, because a whippet is a baby greyhound, which I didn't know if you knew or not.
I did not know that.
Nope.
That is a fact. So I threw that out there for you.
Well, good for you. Somebody said don't get the cheese, get whipped cream.
That's what Tyler was just saying.
Yeah, I'll do the either one.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter. You want me to go? I'll get you.
Tyler looks like a poster child for mischievous behavior with drugs and alcohol, but Barry doesn't exactly come across that way until you hear him speak and start talking about these
things.
Then you're like, man, there's like a laundry list of things that Barry's done.
I never said I did whippets.
Really?
I never said I did.
Did he, Nick?
Yes, you did.
Yeah,
I believe it was about 8 minutes ago.
I never said I did.
I think you kind of did.
You know what? Go back and listen to the segment and see if I ever admitted to doing whippets.
I just hope the song was released in 1962.
Whip it good.
Yeah, it's Way Back Wednesday. Our theme for this Wednesday is songs from 1962. Why, boys?
Because it was the year the Astros got into Major League Baseball.
You're damn right it is. Along with this? Along with?
The Montreal Expos.
No.
I don't know.
Nick, who was the other team that they came that the Astros came into the
Nick's
league with?
Nick's going to rifle this one off.
Cincinnati Reds? I don't
care. New York. Nick's like, I don't care. Reds. That's actually a better guess than the Montreal Expos.
No, it isn't. The Mets were in existence for a long time.
It's the New York Mets, 1962.
Well, there you go.
Yeah. So, songs from 1962 is our Way Back Wednesday.
Did you submit your list or not yet?
No, I haven't.
He's out.
I have until hour number three. No, because he took up until 2:59:59 to submit his list.
I don't know if it was that late, but yeah.
I know what the Dilly Bar did last week.
And I have my eight songs.
He DQ'd everybody.
Yeah, he did. So, I will be spending the rest of the show checking your lists twice like Santa.
Check this
to make
suck
sure
it.
That your
even
list
if you
is
check
accurate.
It or not, I'm not winning today, and I'm okay
no,
with that.
No, because my list is kick ass. But
I'm letting you know that if you thought 1980 sucked, last night I found out how bad 1962 sucked.
We just really need to sucks. Stop doing things before 1981 or 82, something like
no.
that. We need the cutoff needs to be there.
I mean, no.
Well, I was absolutely awful.
Oh, did I just delete my list like Nick did last week? No, I didn't. I was born in 74. We can do that next time. See how good that was.
Let's do it.
This song's terrible. Whose list is this?
Nick's.
You opened with this, bro?
Don't disrespect Ray Charles, ever.
I'm not disrespecting Ray Charles, but you opened with this?
Does it matter?
Bro, this is something you pancake in the middle.
He can sang it. He can sang
you
it.
You opened with this?
Who cares?
Do you know how many people have already just jumped out of their car?
It's released in 1962, you lost. I think.
You think? God, your list already sucks so bad.
Okay, so Way Back Wednesday from the year 1962. Nick's going in hour number one. You've heard all of that. You haven't heard our phone number yet, but you know what it is if you're a loyal listener, the usual suspect. 713-780-3776. That is the HR&P listener line. You can call, you can text, or you can hit us on Twitter where it's at the producer Nick. It is at Pac-Man Joel with a K. It is at Barry is funny. As you know, we are just getting started. It's a 3-hour show. Don't go anywhere right here on ESPN 97.5.
This is ESPN 97.5.
When she kissed me, I was born. Then she said goodbye. Then I knew right away I was born to cry. Now I'm happy and the joke's on her. 'Cause I found that place for lovers who wander, yeah, whoa.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, here we go. Way Back Wednesday continues, 1962, the year. Nick up first. Throws a little Dion at you.
You know what I noticed about the songs from 1962?
They sucked.
Yeah, outside of that.
Let me just throw that out again. I'm Nick this week. They sucked.
Besides that,
yeah,
they all sounded like other songs.
Yeah, that's true. I like, do want to do the
Carlton. It's like they took the Wanderer and then we're like, she wandered.
Because I started singing.
I like wandered around.
You don't want to do really? The Carlton to each and every one of these songs.
Yeah,
yeah,
you do.
Yeah.
But it was like, oh, look, here's a badass song called The Twist. And it was like, oh, really? What about Twisting the Night Away? What about Twisting Shout? What about Twisty Twister Twisting? Like, get, dude, like, really? And they say rap music is an original? Like, this is
like,
garbage.
Seriously, it's like every song ever used in either American Graffiti, Happy Days, or Animal House. They all sound the same.
Now, look, here's what I want you to do. Now, just play The Wanderer, the song The Wanderer. Now, we heard that, right?
Yep.
If you play these back-to-back, people will be like, why is that song repeating? Do they have it on shuffle and it just played the same song again? It's literally the same song. When he starts singing, same song. Same song.
This is Happy Days.
Is it?
Yeah.
This is a pretty good song, though. Oh, God. 1962 was garbage. Whose idea was that?
Yours.
Oh.
Barry Laminack.
My list is pretty badass, though.
You did give me an option. I should have went with Cars. We'll do that next week.
Yeah, because I told you guys, look, 1962 is the year the Astros joined the league, but we don't have to do that. You pick what you want. We could do songs with cars or driving in the theme.
Tracy Crowley wants us to do like the carpool karaoke and start dancing. She sent the Backstreet Boys song and guessed that we would all be dancing to it and singing it.
I'm not doing that on video.
No.
I'm worried about the video because what if I have like a bug and I need to scratch my nose? Does that mean everybody on the internet? Because you know what's going
to
happen.
I forgot to put the video back on.
A stupid ass El Jefe, as soon as you go to itch your nose, you're done.
Oh, yeah.
He's going to screenshot it and then there's going to be a picture of it because he's 5 years old and a grown man can't scratch his nose without ending up on
Twitter.
And
they did say they're going to put a camera in here, but they don't have one. So it looks like it's just y'all two.
So you're not going to be on camera?
Well, that's probably a good thing.
The internet dodged a bullet there.
Yep.
Yeah, Nick, we'll make that happen for you.
No.
No.
I don't know. He's getting
Oh,
you know
no. There's far too much entertainment to be missed if you don't have a camera in there.
he's already super sassy. Like, you notice how he's sassy he is?
Yeah.
Why are you using the word sassy though? I don't like
that. Because you're sassy. Every once in a while you get real sassy.
You can say snappy, you can say, you know.
I mean, you're sassy.
Witty.
I'm using the words that apply. Witty. I don't know.
What we really need? We need the third camera to show the door, too, to show how many people just free willingly just fly in here when we're on the air.
Oh, yeah.
Do you guys feel like the glasses are going to melt on your face from the heat?
It's really not hot at all.
Oh, okay.
No, it's not hot.
Barry thinks it's
just
hot.
I was just pretend bitching because, you know, gotta live
that's
up,
what he does.
You got to live up to the stereotype.
So you can come in a firm second.
That's right. Now, I had a dilemma last night. Did you guys have a dilemma on what to watch? Did you go to any of the games, Nick?
I did not.
You did? So you
just
went home?
I just watched them side by side.
Yeah. And you?
No.
You have a dilemma?
No.
Would you watch both?
Flipping? I watched the Astros.
You didn't watch the Rockets?
No.
Really?
Yep.
They played both Chris Harden and James Harden. Chris Paul and James Harden.
Okay, Matt
Harden.
Thomas, slow down.
Gerald Gordon.
I had my computer on
James
so I could check the score
Capella?
On the Rockets game. What? But
you know, there's this thing called the DVR. How do you not DVR it and then watch it later?
No, my VCR busted and I couldn't record it, so therefore I didn't do it. I couldn't tape it. I couldn't tape it, buddy.
You know I can't record it on my Laserdisc. I watched the Astros and then I DVR'd the Rockets. I watched the Rockets this morning. That's what I did.
Pulled out my 8-tracks, though, for that 1962.
Did you?
Stuff.
I bet you did.
It was jammed.
Somebody asked, was this the year you were born?
Yeah, I did, and I told them to kiss my ass and fake news. I don't know why y'all think I'm so old. That's ridiculous.
Because you won't tell us how old you are.
Right.
It's like a fat guy that won't tell you how much he weighs, or a fat girl for that matter. It's like a woman that won't tell you how old she is, usually because she's old. Like a 20-year-old be like, I'm 20.
Because it doesn't comply
like
with your rules and standards. Is that why?
No. I'm just, Nick, can you think of another reason why a grown-ass man won't tell you how old he is unless he's
That's
embarrassed
kind of what
of
we
how
do.
Old
when
he is?
When we're embarrassed to not mention or reveal something
then
about ourselves,
exactly.
We always get picked on about it.
Exactly.
I'm sure Josh Dennis will tell you how much he weighs. I don't care.
You think he'd lie?
No, I don't.
He'd be like, 350.
That's about right.
I think it's pretty accurate.
You guys are mean. Don't put that on him.
It's important for us to be accurate on the show, and I think that's about right.
You're the stat guy normally, but you know.
Man, three and a half probably isn't, you know. Out of the realm.
Speaking of that, Barry Warner was walking like he had the third nut yesterday.
Where?
Here in the office. Three balls is better than one. Exactly. And I was like, Warner, I'm like, what's with the walk? And he's like, I'm going to therapy, Joel. It's getting better. I'm like, what does that mean? And I don't want to know. I wasn't going to say, what does that mean? Because I knew he was going to get it. Today, he looks like he just got off a Bender house party after frat week. And he's got a hat on kind of backwards sideways and it's not like a full fitted hat. It's one with the adjustable strap, not the snapback. And he looks at me and goes, Joel, was I really walking that noticeably bad yesterday? And I go, no, Barry, you had a little limp to you, but I didn't need all the explanation. And he's like,
but he normally has a limp anyway.
He's 107. Old people limp. That's what they do. It's in the bylaws of the AARP. It's like, once you get this card, you have to limp.
But then he wants you to get back into it so that he can elaborate.
You gotta get arthritis, you gotta get diabetes, and you gotta limp. That's the rules of old people.
And diverticulitis.
Gout, you gotta get the gout.
The gout is a big one. Yeah.
That gout, that ain't no joke. That's how you know you're old. You're like, well, this gout ain't no joke. Like, what? My dad has gout. It'll consume 2 hours of a conversation.
Oh, mine too. My dad had it.
Yeah.
But my dad got it in a very bad way.
It's like, you know, here's how you know you're old, too, is when you're the first thing you say to someone is like, how about this weather? That'll be the first thing that old people talk about, the weather yeah. and then the gout.
It's, and the obituaries.
That is
they
true.
They read them every day.
Did you see old Bobby died? Like, yeah. Dad, I don't know who yeah. the hell Bobby is. Yeah, old Bobby. I went to high school with Bobby. He was a backup running
yeah,
back.
Yeah, you know you're getting old. My mom and dad used to sit at the kitchen table and go, oh, my God.
Yeah.
So-and-so died. I remember when... I'm like, oh, geez, I'm leaving.
Nick, this is your third song? You are 0 for 3, bro.
I really don't care.
Actually, this isn't a bad song.
Who sings it?
I have no idea.
Okay. Because is 1962
this, you're right, is this Barbara? Sound
is this Barbara?
Yeah, because you're looking at the list, a-hole. Barbara who?
Oh, that's exactly what I was going to ask you. I'm like, Mr. Technicality a week ago, who was pinpointing everything from the way we titled songs to the way we put them on to what year they were released, and you put by Barbara.
It's not how you get
who
across
the... Who the hell's Barbara?
It's not how you get across the finish line. It's whether or not you do. I got the W last week,
did
and you're just
see?
Upset.
What song you put for Ray Charles?
What?
You don't me.
You don't me.
You close
don't,
enough.
You what? Don't. You don't what me.
That's close enough.
Oh, for you it's close enough. For us, we'd have been DQ'd. Fact.
Yeah.
Okay. That's
probably true. But I know right. I'm not winning this, so I really don't care.
No, you're not. Your list pretty bad. And I love my favorite part of this. The listeners don't know is you and I were doing our lists at the same time. And all he cared about was getting it in first. That's it.
That's what you did last week.
He just wanted to be first in his list.
I did not. I you know what I was doing?
You, Nick.
No. Oh, yeah, you guys were right. You guys were going back and forth. But I'm going to tell you this. I was so worried last night at like 10 o'clock when I started doing this. I was like, this year sucks so bad that I'm going to get 3/4 done with this list. And Barry's going to slide in with an inbox. Bing! I got mine in first, and I'm going to be like, this mother, if I had to start over again, I was going to actually DQ myself and quit.
Like, forget it.
Oh,
I'm playing.
Horse bleed.
I'm playing all Milli Vanilli. I don't care. That would have been great.
It just sucks.
All right, we got to go to break.
Yeah, so
we'll
take a break.
Play through whatever garbage-ass song that was.
Half hour into the big show, baseball being played at the Juice Box, a day game, a matinee, the finale between the Stros and the Orioles, and Dallas Keuchel's already given up a run. We're not baseball experts, so turn the dial if you need one, but otherwise we'll give you updates on the Astros as well. We continue to roll on. We'll be back with more. It's the Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Go ahead. I know you're waiting. Who the hell is this?
I don't know. This is from your era, sir.
No, it is not. Not even close to my era, but I don't know what era this is close to. But you
were 25 in 1962.
No, I was not.
You're
the worst
only
thing
one
about this
era.
Is you play the you pick the songs, and then as you actually play them, you go, hey, this ain't a bad song.
It's not a bad track. Yeah.
You don't even know until you freaking play it.
1962. That was 20 years before I was born.
Terrible.
21 years.
It's terrible.
Whatever.
Oh, my gosh.
Whoever picked this this year.
Barry
Laminack. No, you did.
Nope.
I got the text that proved it. You picked
yeah.
62.
Go ahead. Screenshot it and put it out, and let's ask people what the text says. Because the text says, what about 1962, the year that the Astros joined the MLB? But I'll leave it up to you guys. We could do cars.
See, that's how he dumps it off.
We could do
he
cars or whatever.
It, and then he
you
walks
guys
away.
Pick. You know why? Because when I do suggest it, what was the first thing Joel said? You always pick this! You always pick this!
False. That's not true. True. That is not what I
that's
said.
That's why your ass is laughing. Y'all go to
no,
W.
No, I'm not
go
laughing to, on that, because that's not true. I let you guys duke it out now.
Y'all go to the
last
Usual
week,
Suspects
Nick was the guy.
Video online.com.
This is the worst year ever. If you guys listen to music in this year.
It was the first. It was the worst year up until this week.
You had to go tone deaf. Holy cow.
1962 has taken the lead in terms of the worst.
I completely agree, 100%.
Year ever. My awful. Bad to 1980, honestly.
All right, let's talk Astros.
Sure.
How about Josh Reddick?
How about the fact that he didn't wake up until after I sent him a tweet that said, remember when you got hot last year,
you
joined
baby.
Our show. I'm taking full credit.
It was all you.
Damn right.
He was like 0 for 8 before the home opener, gets a hit on the home opener, and then...
He did the Dexter Fowler thing.
Yeah, who you know who else did that? Jose Ramirez of the Indians. He retweeted Fowler's...
Yes, he did.
Fowler, if you guys don't know, Fowler tweeted out, I will get a hit, over and over and over, like Bart Simpson would write on
used
the
every character.
Board. Yep. And then got a hit.
Yep.
And then Jose Ramirez retweeted it, got his first hit, which was also a home run. So Josh Reddick does it, and he goes... 2 for 4, 6 RBIs. Did have a K.
Well,
but...
the first night he did, he got a single, I think.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
Oh,
and then okay. Yet last night.
Yeah.
Yeah, he hit.
But I'm saying since then, he's also gone. You already got him. He got him as Steve Sparks so eloquently was yelling on the radio broadcast. It's a salami. It was actually a good call.
I didn't hear it.
On the MLB Network, they were when they showed it.
I didn't like Todd Callis' call.
Salami. You didn't like it?
He got caught.
What do you mean caught?
Because he was like, oh, there it is. It's way back. It's to the fielder. And he goes, slam. It's like, what are we doing? Is this Onyx? Or is this a grand slam?
Todd Callis is a national treasure. You leave him alone. I was just thinking last night how much I enjoy him and Jeff Blum together.
I don't care.
It's a great combination.
Then he says, here, look at the ring. And it's like the camera.
It's all blurry.
It's all blurry because he's got the ring jammed up in the lens as he's extending it with his arm. And I'm like, someone in the truck had to get a couple of glory shots of that freaking ring before the ceremony that you could show instead. Because you couldn't see anything on the ring. All right. So to the game itself, or do you want to go to the ring ceremony first?
I mean, the ring ceremony was just bleh.
Yeah, we warned you, Nick. It is what it is, but it is part of winning a world championship.
Now, the ring itself I thought was beautiful. You didn't like it.
I wasn't as big a fan.
I really liked it.
I just the orange and the blue look like stained glass. I would think that those were all going to be diamonds.
Why? There's orange and blue diamonds?
Because right, these things have become the most gaudy, expensive, size of a baseball type things these days in every sport that I just figured that all the diamonds would be in the center circle of that Astros H and star logo.
Well, I didn't even realize that there were orange gemstones.
It's stained glass.
Apparently, there. No, it's not stained
glass.
It is stained
glass. I don't really pay attention to World Series rings. How far did they steer away from like tradition? Like, does this look like a traditional?
It does.
Ring.
It's big. I mean, the ring is humongous.
Yeah, there's just a lot.
But it's also 10% smaller than the Cubs ring was.
Is it really?
Yeah, they said it was 10% smaller.
I just I just saw a lot of color in it that didn't need to be there where I thought diamonds should be.
So it turns out, like I decided, what orange gemstones are there? There's a lot. There's actually orange diamonds. Did you know there was an orange diamond?
Well, then that's what I would have used.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, how do you know it wasn't a diamond?
Because I'm a gemologist in my spare time. And I stayed at a Holiday Inn Select last night. So either way. All
right. I got to get Mark Klein on the phone to see if that's accurate.
We should. Because otherwise, the outside of the ring and everything, I'm not sure it's silver and gold. I'm not sure I'm big on that either. But overall...
I like that it said Houston Strong.
Yep,
I thought that was
sure.
Nice.
I like that. I like the skyline on the side.
Did you see on the inside it had
the series result?
Yeah. I dug that too. I was a big fan. I liked them. I thought it was nice. I don't understand why you're hating so much.
So here are some fast facts on your World Series ring. Okay. 11 custom-cut diamonds on the front H logo, one diamond for every postseason win in 2017.
Fancy.
101 diamonds on the front of the ring, one for every regular season win.
Just on the front or all the way around?
Says just on the front.
Damn.
56 diamonds encircle the H around like a, what do you call that? A diamond encrustment of a watch. So on the front, that circle of gems of diamonds is one for each season until they won their first title.
I know you heard me cough, Nick. I can't help it. It's the damn mics are too loud in here. All right, go ahead. Sorry. He's laughing at me because I'm choking over here trying to do it quietly.
So to regroup there, 56 diamonds encircle the H, one for each season until they finally won, starting in 1962, Barry. See what we did there?
I see. Yep. I see.
The words Houston Strong, the
like
city
that.
And team rallied around the hurricane, so that's why that's there. The one big diamond in the middle of the trophy on the side shows that this is the franchise's first title, so dead center in the trophy on one side of the ring. The trophy rises up from Minute Maid Park. On the other side, the left field wall lifts up the city of Houston, a sentiment expressed by many fans when describing what this championship has meant to them and the community. Per their release after the hurricane, The Astros slogan, earned history, is in a very specific place so that when you wear the ring, someone shaking your hand will notice. It's on the back of the ring.
Yeah,
no one's going to notice that.
No, it's on the bottom of the ring.
It's
yeah, that's the bottom, not the back. The back is the underside where they have the results.
It's the skinny band that goes in your
that's
knuckle.
That's the back. That's the bottom, not the back.
Well, you can suck the bottom. I don't care. I'm telling you right now, when people
Joel's
shake
so
hands.
Angry today.
When people shake hands, unless they do palms up like, hey.
You say it's radio. It's, no one can see that.
I know.
And the video's
that's
not
why
working.
I was trying to explain it while I was doing it to you, but I'm like, no one can read that.
Yeah.
Then the records, as you mentioned, all on the inside of the ring. For
I bet
each
if this
series.
Was a Milwaukee Brewers ring, he'd love
no.
it. Oh, yeah.
I love
greatest.
The Astros.
I love that they wrote it on the bottom.
I'm not a Brewer fan like that. But I was all in on this Astros championship stuff, but I'm just giving you the fast facts. On the open sides of the ring, there's one orange diamond on the bottom edge and one blue diamond on the top edge to represent how the Astros are the only franchise to have both an AL and an NL championship.
Where is that at?
It says on the open sides of the ring.
Okay. Oh, I see. Yeah.
Where is that?
Right there. It's on the opposites. It's on the skinny side.
Oh.
Yeah.
On the rim job.
Nope, that's not the word.
On the top and bottom.
I don't believe that's the technical term on a ring.
Look,
I don't believe that's what you call it.
I'm an amateur gemologist. I'm not Michael Klein.
Yeah, obviously.
I just pretend to be one at night.
So how much would you pay? How much does it say how much it's worth?
It did not say. I can look again. I don't think it said it on this one, but I believe
how
from
was
what
that
I heard,
not reported yet?
I know.
Oh, I'm sure it's out there somewhere. Let's see. They
how much would you pay
the team
for,
for oh, a that's like what that. They did do. There are a certain limited number for fans to purchase. If they want to purchase the real one, those are like $11,000.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
There's no way.
I'm dead serious. And it was okay. on the news last night.
Because I'm looking at a website where I can get one for $27.95. And I would do that in a heartbeat.
All diamonds, I assume, too.
Oh, you know it's real.
But yeah. it is also how much someone is willing to pay. Because there's going to be a lot of people that are going to be paying a lot more than it's worth,
I
want right?
to say on Lisa's station in this morning or on
I'm
the
actually
news.
On the Channel 11 website.
Yeah, I want to say that they said.
Never heard of it.
That they're, along with the ring ceremony and the rings for, there's 1,332 rings made yep. by Jostens for players, coaches, clubhouse, and training
by
staff.
Who?
Based Jostens.
Oh, I thought you said Joskies. I was no. like, oh, wow.
No, that's a sub.
It came back to. Make rings, huh?
What the hell's a Joskey?
You don't know what Joskey's is?
No. Joskey's Schlotsky's is.
No, Joskey's was like a department store like Craig's.
What's Craig's?
What?
I don't know either one of
yeah,
them.
Yeah, what the hell are either one of those?
God, those were back in the day. They had like
in Joskey's. 1962 when you were going there?
No. They had like Joskey's and Craig's and JCPenney.
No
Palais Royal.
No, I've heard of Palais Royal.
Yeah,
that JC was. JCPenney, Palais Royal. Mervyn's.
Yep. I've heard of Mervyn's
yeah.
as well.
Joskey's and Craig's.
TJ Maxx.
No, this was more. Joskey's and Craig's was like, I don't know. Joskey's, I think, ended up turning into Foley's, and then Foley's ended up being Macy's.
I know what Foley's is.
Yeah.
So 1,332 of these rings, baseball and business front office members, medical staff, seasonal associates, Hall of Famers, owners, and broadcasters got these rings. It doesn't say the value, but as part of the news story, they said they also made, Jostens made, I believe it's only like 10 or 11 or a certain limited amount, but each ring is they're selling them first come, first serve basis, and they're $11,000 per ring.
Okay, so.
Okay, so Kron has.
I'm looking at that.
70,000.
No, that's the Cubs.
Oh, really?
The each yeah. one?
The 2016, the 2016 Chicago Cub World Series, which also featured 214 diamonds and made by Jostens, is said to be valued at $70,000 each. If you're curious as to the overall. What's on the ring? The Astros players and staff were receiving their rings. When they saw, they opened the ring box. There was 10.55 carats, 214 diamonds, 16 natural blue sapphires, and 9 natural orange sapphires. So okay. There you go.
But it doesn't say anything about these limited number you can purchase?
It doesn't say that, no. It doesn't say value. Nope.
Okay.
But you can buy one on this website for $27.95. It's a replica. I'd get that. I would own that. I like it, though. I like the rings. I think they look nice, so good for them.
Well, then that's all we need to know. Okay, so we're going to break and come back.
We're
still flying around in hour number one and you know, we like to have some fun along the way. If you guys want to join us, something on your mind, you want to get off your chest, 713-780-3776.
Finally, a good song.
HRP listener line. Call, text, hit us on Twitter.
Playing it louder doesn't make it any better.
Bash Nick's list all you want. Is this Jan and Dean or the Beach Boys?
The Beach Boys.
I'm just going to let you embarrass yourself by letting it play.
Hey, look, the camera's not on me. It's on YouTube.
Right, but the audio's up.
Yeah.
Okay. We'll be back with more ESPN 97.5. Everybody's learning how to come on a safari with me.
The rich man wants the pearl.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
No, you put the king on there. No, not LeBron James, you millennials. The original king, Elvis Presley.
Never heard this song in my life. Never heard it.
I gotta say I haven't either.
Neither have I, but it sounds good.
Does it?
Yeah.
Who told you that it sounded good?
I did. My ear told
me. Take your word for it.
It's just AD. That's what you're looking at?
No, I'm looking at the fact that the Astros still do this thing where they take the marketing chick from the Astros and put her between Blummer and Todd Callis to talk for a whole half
inning
about marketing stuff that that's people don't care about.
That's a rough half inning for sure.
They only do that. They used to do that because of the fact that they were trying to convince people to go to games. They don't have that problem anymore.
Nope, they don't need to do that. A couple of notes from last night's game with the Astros. Verlander, bit of a shaky outing, gave up a couple of home runs. Went 5 2/3. Missed a quality start by one out. So not terrible.
He was pissed up when AJ came out there, too.
Yeah, and you want that from him. But you know what? The bullpen got some work. They did fairly well, except for Will Harris, who gave up a run. I believe it was a home run, wasn't it?
Smith was close to giving one up, but he got out of it.
Yeah. That's the other thing. You saw Smith struggle a little bit, but it was good to see him kind of buckle down and get the outs and not give up a run at the end. We talked about Josh Reddick's bat coming alive.
Two bombs.
Bregman
ribbies.
Again with some stellar defense, but you know, like I said, this is a team that's going to make some outstanding plays and then on the routine plays make some errors. And we talked about Carlos Correa doing that.
Springer
we talked
did about it last Springer. Night.
Bregman did it, so you know it's one of the. I just saw on TV where Altuve just dropped a pop fly. They've already caught up. It's 1-1, so that's good news. But
that is good.
Yeah, it's all in all, man. You can't. There's very little to complain about with this Astros team right now. They put up a 10 spot. It was looking like, oh man, every time they would come back and get a lead on the Orioles would make some noise and come back again. But so good for them. They're rolling.
The thing that bothers me the most is that, I don't know if it was just me, but Smith's second straight outing that's been a little shaky, but he and Rondon, I'm like, the two new guys just don't look like they're there yet. So that's a little worrisome for me. And obviously you mentioned our boy Will having some issues.
Yeah.
But those are fine. It's easier to work your way out of those things when you're pitching with, in this case, it was a 10-5 lead when the bullpen started to really get some work. But yeah, overall with Verlander, look, for as good as his starts are going to be, more times than not, you're going to have these that aren't as great. The good news is the team picked him up and he left with losing in the game and ended up getting a no decision because they came back quickly to tie it, then actually take the lead. And a great, great sign to see Reddick do what he did. And I'll tell you what, Granato was calling it like all-time great, and I'm not going to go that far, but for the second straight night, the play at third base of Bregman defensively was just unreal.
Yeah, I mean, that's what we're saying. I mean, this is a team that, like Correa in the hole, can make the spectacular play. Bregman did that. He was way in the hole. I don't know. Hold off on the all-time greats because there was
I want to go that far.
There was a guy at third base named Ken Caminiti that used to throw runners out from his ass.
And well, they made the reference Bregman of a that. Brooks Robinson type play, and I'm like, now there's a legend.
Yeah,
defensively.
I mean, it was a hell of a play, but I'm not ready for all that. But
Brooks Robinson called in last segment too to tell us that 1962 songs really did suck.
Did you see There was a couple things that happened last night. First of all, Stanton struck out 5 times, went 0 for 5, and got booed.
I was going to say.
Which I thought was hilarious.
Giddy as Yankee fans were when he went deep in his first game.
Gotta love Yankees fans.
Struck out 5 times yesterday, and the mass around his locker to get his sound.
Let me
to
tell
talk
you,
about 5 strikeouts and being booed.
Yankees fans booing Giancarlo Stanton for going 0 for 5 with 5 strikeouts would have been the equivalent of Astros fans booing Verlander the first time he lost.
It's just that hilarious
that they would do that. But that is Yankees fan. You get no pass in New York, and you don't get a pass in Philly.
And don't take into consideration, by the way, we mentioned it yesterday. Your guy who just got done playing in Miami, playing a game in New York where the temperatures at 4:15 p.m. on the decline started at about 40 or 35.
Right.
Not exactly what he's accustomed to playing in either. But go ahead and boo him. And I think they won the game anyway.
Yeah.
They get off his ass. It's one game. But even Aaron Boone was like, well, you know, that's one game. As long as he comes out and plays better today. I'm like, Skip, support your player, dude. Because between the two of you, he's going to be here longer. He's got the contract with those extra dollar signs on it. So,
yeah. Oh, yeah. That's a good bet. If you're betting who's going to last longer.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's definitely a good bet. A couple more notes. Did you see that Ohtani went deep?
I did, and I saw how big of a deal it was on SportsCenter and front page of every website. And, you know, I like the fact that they deep froze him when he came back to the dugout.
That's the best celebration.
I love it.
In sports is the first home run from a kid and the bench ignores him. And he didn't know what to do. He was
miming the high fives with guys after a while.
He started hugging a guy just to be like, somebody please pay attention. It was hilarious. I love that. But yeah, like when a guy gets out of a big slump, they'll do that. I think they did it last year on the Astros to somebody who had finally busted out of a really big slump.
But, yes, you're right.
There was a couple of really good calls. This was the Japanese radio call for Ohtani's home run. By the way, that was not Granato doing male golfer, female golfer food.
And
listen to how excited they are.
Listen to them clapping. You can hear them clapping.
They are freaking out that Ohtani has hit a home run. This is like, you would think that this was the first Japanese baseball player ever to hit a home run in baseball. They're going insane.
Now, we don't have audio of it, but right after that, Barry Warner walked into their press box area to tell them that there's no fan support clapping or loud noises in the press box. Because I've actually seen him do that to people before. But the other thing is... too.
It's hilarious.
Like the soccer guy that yells goal forever.
Yes.
That call would have been 10, it was a good call, would have been 10 times better if at the end they just went, yay me!
That
would have been the fantastic finish to the home run.
That would have been pretty good. There was also Didi Gregorius had a good night last night as well for the Yankees. And I couldn't find the audio for it. But if you search around the internet and you can find the Spanish Yes Network call for Didi Gregorius' home run. Oh, mm-hmm. It was better than that Japanese call for Ohtani. I was watching the MLB Network this morning, and I spent probably 45 minutes looking for it just to be able to play it on the show. So disappointed that I couldn't find it. But
were you looking at it on your computer?
Yeah. Why?
Because I can't.
Well, that's your... Don't get me started. Also, that's all you, bud. Kershaw loses again.
0-2.
0-2. The last time he went 0-2, care to venture a guess, to start the season?
His rookie year.
2009, which was his second year in the big leagues. He went 0-2 in his rookie year and his second year, so it was 2008-2009. But he's a notoriously slow starter. If you look at the breakdown of how he pitches, he's barely above 500 for the month of April.
And the other thing, his opener against the Giants, he lost 1-0.
Yeah, I mean, Kershaw's going to be fine. He's a notoriously slow starter. His ERA shows that. His record shows that in April... He's just figuring things out, but once he gets into his groove, he's going to be the best pitcher on the planet. So, no need for Dodgers fan to worry about that.
So, we'll wrap up some baseball and continue to jump around, bounce around, and talk whatever you got on your mind as well. If you want to get off your chest what you've been thinking about, sports-wise or otherwise, HRNP listener line, 713-780-3776. You can call, you can text, you can hit us up on Twitter. Back with hour number two, and thankfully,
Nick's list
start
is
of
over.
A new list.
Thank God.
Yeah.
Terrible.
Right here on the usual
suspects. You guys are talking
ESPN
over the best part of the
97.5.
Song.
Is that the end of it?
Fall. false. There is no best part of this song.